This is a very important slide. Please mark it that you read this slide to understand Mantra Shastra. This is the root of Mantra Shastra. This is the root of Nama Tattva, on the basis of which names are given. So please mark this as a very vital slide, and you have to hear. This is sound. Sound is from this slide, okay? Chara Rashi has two sounds. Chara has two sounds. Why does it have two sounds? Because it is fast. Quickly. Quickly you finish. Ram, Krishna, two sounds. Sthira, three sounds. Dushyabhava, four. Is that right or is it reverse? What are we doing?
That's right.
Right?
Reversed. Chara is four syllables.
Correct. Because by logic if you see in the sound, which is faster? Is the dual sign faster or is the fixed sign faster? Fixed sign is moving very slowly. So dual sign is faster than the fixed sign. So as far as sound is concerned, these two get reversed. Okay? These two are reversed. Keep that in mind. So please write it down in your slide that as far as sound is concerned, these two are reversed. Chara is two. Then go backwards. Dushyabhava is three. And Sthira is four. Chara is? Which is faster?
Batao. Chara is faster.
Faster no? Fast matlab jitna jaldi bolega. Do sound. Sthira is four. Slowest. Which takes more time? Does it take more time to say four sounds or does it take more time to say two sounds? Which takes more time? Four sound will take more time or two sound?
Four
sound. Na? So Sthira must be four sounds. See the logic. Time kisko jada? Which takes more time? Four. Sthira takes more time. So it is four sound. Rama, Krishna, four. Did you get that? Rama, two. Krishna, two. Sanjaya, three. Did you get that? So this, the name has to be chosen. The name of any object is chosen on the basis of the lagna. The name of anyone is chosen on the basis of the lagna. Except in the case of twins where there is a way to check. Okay, for twins you have to take 3 and 11. That is how you take. Because twins are born in the same lagna. So who will you choose for the lagna? So one, the younger one is 3 and the elder one 11. Okay, now Rama. What was the lagna of Sri Ram? Aries. Cancer lagna, right? Cancer lagna. Is it Chara Rashi? Rama. Two. Okay, Bharat. I get the chart for Bharat. What was the lagna? Pisces lagna, if you remember. Pisces is dual sign. What is the name? Bharata. See, three. What is my name? Sanjay. Sanjaya. Three sounds. My dual sign, Pisces lagna. The correct way to choose a name is on the basis of the lagna. Now take Krishna's chart. In the Krishna's chart, there is a problem. Why? There is Parivartana. Parivartana means the lagna lord is going somewhere and that lord is coming. They are exchanging. You do my job, I do your job. So Krishna's lagna is Taurus. But Venus has gone to Cancer. And Cancer lord moon is in lagna. So exchange. So instead of taking four sounds, I have to take two sounds. Krishna. That is on that. This is the basis on which Garga Muni chose his name. Because of Parivartana. Otherwise it should have been four sounds. Okay? So what is your lagna?
Mithuna
lagna. So what is your name?
It should be Natasha.
Natasha. Right. Three sounds.
She likes Natalia. Natalia,
but
I prefer Natasha.
Natasha, three sounds. You see, Natalia, four sounds. It is not correct for your brain. It is not correct for your brain. The name should be perfect for the brain. From now onwards, you're Natasha.
Okay, but in Russian we don't have Natalia, we have Natalia with a soft sign instead of I.
Perfect, three sounds. Natalia. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Got it. It's not so difficult for Indians. You know Sanskrit, you can say any sound. Somebody from America may have probably tried to say that name.
Her name?
Yeah.
Which one? Natasha?
No, the other one.
Natalia?
The other one?
Natalia.
Natalia. Natalia?
No.
Natalia.
The Russian name.
Yeah, Natalia.
Natalia.
Natalia. Natalia.
Natalia.
Yeah, it's like kind of a soft
labial
L.
And Natalia.
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 Natalia. Natalia. Lia will make it four sounds. Natalia will... Natalia.
Natalia.
That's right. Good. You got it, Justin. You're good. You're good in mantra. Did you get that formula? You can't go wrong. Okay. Now, think of Chara Rashis. There are four planets which are there in Chara Rashi, right? Dhatu. Go to the previous slide. How many Dhatus are there?
Four.
Now write down the chart. Now make a chart and put the sounds. Okay? Put the sounds over here. Aries sounds are 2, 4, 3. 2, 4, 3. 2, 4, 3. 2, 4, 3. Now, if I have to get the total to 6, how much space do I have over here? I have to get a total of 6 in each. I have a space of 4, right? Over here?
Yes.
4 plus 2 is 6. How much do I have over here? 2. How much do I have over here? 3. Same? 4, 2, 3. 4, 2, 3. 4, 2, 3. You get that?
Yes.
So now they are all equal. Okay? Now if this is sound, then this is the manifestation. So, this is a movable sign. Movable sign is Dhatu. Okay? So how many planets can we have over here? How many Dhatu planets are there? There are four. Can you tell me what they are? They are Rahu,
Mars, and Saturn.
Interesting, huh? And is Mars the lord of this Chara Rashi?
Yes.
Is Moon the lord of this Chara Rashi?
Yes.
Is Saturn the lord of this Chara Rashi?
Yes.
Why was Venus left out? And why did Rahu take over this place? We'll find out later. Okay. Now, this is a fixed sign. Fixed sign is Mula, that which cannot move. Fixed things move. Do plants walk around? When did you last see the walking tree? Have you seen a walking tree?
No.
Anybody who's seen a walking tree, please, I'm looking for one. My Tulsi plant has walked away. Have you seen that? No. Okay, shall we put this over here?
Yeah.
So which are the two planets? So how much can we have over here? Fixed place, right? Mula?
Mula. Sun.
So how many can be here? Two. Sun and?
Venus.
Now, we have Venus over here, so we can't have Venus over here. Right? That is why Venus can't be the Lord over here, because we have already given Venus over here. And why did we pick the Sun? Because the only other Kendra is Sun. Why did not we take Mars? We have already given Mars over here. Why not Saturn? We have already given Saturn over here. Okay? Kendras, look at the Kendras. First Kendra is Shukra, second Kendra is Sun. We are done. Okay? Come to the dual sign. How many can we have? Three. Who is the lord of this Kendra? Mercury is the lord of this sign, is it not?
Yes.
But we have already taken Mercury, so we can't take this guy. Can we take the guy over here? Who is the lord of this dual sign?
Jupiter.
Oh, so we can put Jupiter also over here. What about this dual sign? Ketu? We can put Ketu over here. We got it? I derived the Dhatumology of planets. Not bad, huh? Not bad. I derived the dhatu, mula, jiva planets for you. Now you can never forget it. Just keep in mind, the day you find a walking tulsi plant, all this will go around. How do you like that? You could never imagine that it can be derived. Huh? Thanks to Sabani, you got it today. Last time I escaped it because I was too sleepy. No, I decided I'm going to teach it this time. So can you derive this now? How do we start the derivation? On the basis of creation. Creation is from sound. All creation is from sound. Therefore, two sounds in movable sign, three sounds in dual sign, and four sounds in fixed signs. Fixed signs take more time. Okay, so 2, 3, 4. Remember this 2, 3, 4, and I've showed you how to use 2, 3, 4 in names. If you think your name is very long, you perhaps should consider shortening it. If it is too short, maybe make it longer. Remember, if the lagna doesn't match the name, the lagna cannot stabilize and prosper.
What is that? She is dual lagna and four syllables name.
Who?
Kanya lagna means four syllables. Karka lagna. Oh, then it's fine.
How it is fine?
No, it's not fine.
I was thinking, if in case a lagna was dual, I'd already chosen a name, Nibya. Nivedita can be either Nivedi or Nivya. I mean, how would you change it, right?
No, so it is fine because it's Charalagna, Karkalagna, she said.
Right.
And four syllable name is okay.
I thought it's fast, right? Karka is fast. No? Chararashi is fast. It is fast. Chara is fast. The name has to be small because you have to say it fast. Okay? So she should change her name to?
Nidhi.
How about Nidhi? Nivedita. Nidhi? No. I'm sure she must be having a name at home. Another name or something.
A lot of people with the name Nivedita has Nidhi as short form. That's why I said
it. Can you become your first name? Is this not changing your name even like legally or just
legally? When you do that, your luck will change. Okay, now that is one part. The one part of the name is the lagna, which tells us the size of the name. 2, 3, or 4. But there's other parts to it. What should be the starting syllable? That's much more serious. Okay, so we need to do both before you go anywhere paying any lawyers. Please, learn the whole thing before you go around changing your name. Okay? This is very important. Because you want to be successful in life, get the right name. Without the lagna, there will be no fame. You got that? We did the derivation of Dhatu Mula Jiva. Now you will never forget. Dhatu, how many planets?
Four.
Which are the four? You don't have to remember. Look at the chart. Look at the chart. Movable signs. First is Mars for Aries. Then? Cancer, Moon, and from here we get Saturn. We have a problem because we are not taking Venus, because for the fixed we have to use Venus. Okay? When we go to the fixed, we have only two. The first is Taurus, Venus, and the next one is Leo, Sun. Two is done, so leave the rest, we don't need more. Dual signs, we need three. So how do we get three from dual signs? We get Mercury from Virgo in this, and then we get Jupiter from here. And then we get Ketu from Pisces. We are done. You don't have to mug up. You just look at the Kendras, you will have the answer. Just look at Kendra, you have the answer. Okay? Interesting, huh? The derivation is very important because unless you know how to derive something, you are never going to be able to use it. Till now, I'll take 100% bet that none of you have ever used a Dhatu Mula Jiva differentiation. Never. Because you don't derive things, you don't understand, you don't know how to use it. Okay. Sorry. Can I sit here in the meantime and have a coffee?
So here we are giving a different, a second translation. Do you remember when we were doing the shlokas, we always talked about that the words have different layers of translation, that you must go deeper into it. So one thing was this categorization which he showed and applied it to your names and things like this. Here now is doing another classification. He's saying dhatu means something which is a constituent of something. Okay? It's a constituent element of something, like for example, the body. So, those of you, how many of you are familiar with Ayurveda? I think Yan and you, three, four of you. Okay, so you know about the three dosha, right? I'm sure many of you are in India also, we know about the three dosha, that this is a constituent of the body. That your body is composed of any of the doshas which are kapha, vata, or pitta. Okay? Now, they are saying this is the three dhatus. This three dosha, that this dosha is an essential constituent of our body, right? The body is a physical form. Remember when we talked about what the dhatu was? Dhatu was the earth and the things below the earth, the actual minerals and stuff. So even in a human body, dhatu is the essential constituent component. So this essential constituent component can be of three types, which is that vayu, pitta and kapha. And what this is further classic mapped into, it is mapped into the tattvas. Now, have you all done that the rashis are mapped into tattvas?
Agni, Prithvi, Jala.
Do all of you know that?
Yes.
All of you know that, right? Yes. That the 12 rashis are mapped into these four tattvas. Why isn't there the fifth tattva? We know there are five tattvas, right? Why isn't there the Akash is missing? Why? Yes, because remember Akash is the glue. Akash which holds everything together. Because of Akash you have all the 12 signs and rashis which are grouped together and forming the zodiac. So here you have the Agni rashis, the three Agni rashis which represent the Pitta dosha, the Prithvi rashis represent the Vata dosha, the Vayu rashis. Vayu rashis represent three dosha and Jala Rashi represent kapha dosha. Do you think this is correct? What is written over here?
Yep.
You think it is correct? Yes. Yes. Right. Yes. Yes, exactly. My dear Gemini scholars, Prithvi is Vata. This is what is written over there. This is not correct. They pointed it out. Prithvi is three dosha. Because if you, I think that he did the slide on the tastes with all of you. And do you remember the taste for Mercury? He said, I asked him, because all of you said no, so I asked him whether they've done the taste. So do you remember the taste for Mercury? What is Mercury?
Mixed tail.
Why is it that only Alexander remembers and Prithvi a little bit?
No.
You said? Okay, thanks. Prithvi represents what taste? Mixed taste. He mentioned that when he taught this to you earlier in the day. And I think he's given you all homework, he told me, on this thing. You must remember the tastes. Alright, you should have known this if you are doing Jyotish by now, you should have known it. So amongst all the other planets are representing individual tastes, Mercury represents mixed taste, Mishrita. What does Mishrita mean? What does mixed taste mean? Can you explain it to me?
It's a mixture of two tastes.
There are some people who like only sour things, some people who only like sweet things, some people who only like very pungent things. But Mishrita taste means you like all the varieties. I want a bit of bitter, a bit of anything with sweet, I want something sour, I want everything. All the variety of tastes that is possible. I want all that to be present in my food. That is Mishrita, all of them together. Okay, this is Mercury's speciality. In most cases, you will see Mercury is representing the Vistrita Rasa, as it is called. Right? Rasa is from the taste. Yes? You people are so blank on this. You have to know the taste and the colors of the planets. So if you know that, you would know very clearly that Prithvi will represent three dosha. We said there are three doshas, right? So what are the three doshas? Agni is Pitta dosha. Jala rashis are Kapha dosha. Vayu rashis are Vata dosha. Please remember, Vayu rashis are Vata dosha. And Prithvi rashis are three dosha. Meaning Prithvi rashi dominance that in your constituent will have three doshi. Those who have done Ayurvedic, they know the concept of three doshi, right? All the three doshas are present. You have a little bit of all the doshas. Some people have constituency which is dominant in one dosha. Say, oh, that is a Pitta constituency or a Kapha constituency. Many people have dual. And maybe at a certain age of life, they have one dosha, and then another age of life, some other dosha takes over. But by constituent, some people may have all the three. That is called three doshik. And so three doshik is Prithvi. Prithvi will always represent that which is mixed. So this constituent, that dosha, which is an essential constituent of the body, this falls under dhatu. Dhatu is representing this. You get the point? The essential component. Okay? Here also, they are now explaining this further. They have something called the three vishti. This is Purisha, Mamsa and Manasa. This is represented by Shani and Chandra, Shani and Shani, Shani and Rahu. Purisha, do you know what Purisha means? Purisha means, yes, it means the sperm. Alright, Purisha is the sperm. Mamsa is the flesh. Yes or no? And Manasa is the mind. So for this, Saturn is the Karaka, Dhatu Karaka. So what we are doing is, you have an overall Karaka and then we take one thing and we go into it. Like for example, fruit bearing trees. Trees overall are ruled by which planet? All trees. Mercury. Okay, now fruit bearing trees are ruled by which planet? By Jupiter. Flower bearing trees by Venus. Yes. So basically a tree which is fruit bearing will be a Mercury and a Venus, that which will be a Mercury and a Jupiter will be fruit bearing, Mercury and Venus will be flower bearing. So the overall Karaka for trees is one planet. And then you have individual planets which are determining the subcategories. Now this principle is extended to all things. So similarly here, for this, the sperm, the flesh and Manas is the mind. What is the mind doing here? Because remember, moon is there in the Dhatu anyway. So here Shani is the Karaka for Dhatu. Under Shani, we have Shani and Chandra, Shani and Mangala and Shani and Rahu. These three things would be represented by this. Okay, this is just going into further classifications. Then here it's called Sapta Dhatu. Sapta Dhatu again as a concept is used a lot. If those again who are doing Ayurveda would have come across this concept of Sapta Dhatu. So see how much you are going into Dhatu over here. Okay, Sapta Dhatu is used, anybody who is studying Ayurveda will come across this term. So this represents the bone, the blood, the marrow, the skin, the fat, the semen, the flesh. And the overall Karaka is ruled by Surya Rishabha. So, all the planets are given. Now, when you read or study the body parts, have you studied the body parts? Have you come across the... you have? You studied the body parts? Can you tell me? What rules the
body parts? Not the body parts.
You haven't done the body parts?
Not the specific part. Well, the head...
Bone is...
Must have done.
Bone is mentioned.
You have not done. Do you know what is ruled by bone?
Sanya.
There you know it. That is what I am saying. This is the Sapta Dhatu. This is what relates over here. So the bone is ruled by
Sanya.
And the blood is ruled by
Moon.
And the marrow is ruled by
Mars.
And the skin is ruled by
Meridian.
Fat is ruled by That is a flesh. So when we say marrow, basically we say anything to do with man is the tissues. Is basically all the tissues. Huh? So when you read this in Brihadparashara, he calls it Majjhadhatu. Parashara uses the word Majjhadhatu. Majjhadhatu is ruled by Mangal. Okay, these are all dhatus. So you all know this. Similarly, then we come to the five senses and the Gandha, Rasa, Rupa, okay, and the Pancha Tattvas. For you, this is the most important thing. You must know the Pancha Tattvas.
Why is it repeated?
Yeah, because when you do, eventually when you study about diseases and things like that, then you know your knowledge of the body parts and all that will come into a great consideration. You will have to know that which part of the body is getting disease, which part is representing what. So Saturn is muscles, remember this. Here the Sapta Dhatu is individually the seven planets are over this. And Rahu Ketu is not coming into this.
But prior to that, why we are saying because...
This is for three, this is also comes under Ayurveda, something called Tri Vishti.
Yeah.
And this is overall, Saturn is the karaka of this because Mamsa is again the flesh. That is the thing. And this is the excretory thing. This is Saturn together with other things. This is Manas has to do with the mind. Okay? But for you, this is very important. Eventually, you will have to know he's also born into like things like Panchadhatu, where the five sense organs, the Karmendriyas, Gyanendriyas, those have been brought into consideration. So here he is given the charge of a famous Indian Prime Minister called Morarji Desai. Now all the Indians would know about him. He was very famous because he followed a lot of naturopathy. And what he did early in the morning when he woke up, he drank a glass of his own urine.
Mm.
And they said that was the key to longevity and good health and all that. Okay, so this we are trying to study from the chart. Purisha here is actually what he's written is the urine. Okay? So, that is what is including is Saturn and Chandra. So, why you ask me why he gave Saturn? Because it's an excretory, na?
Yep.
Purisha, then it is urine, it is excretory. It is excretory and it is a fluid, so hence it is Saturn and Chandra. Okay? And we said the flesh, the Majjhadhatu was ruled by Mars. That is why Mamsa is Saturn and Mars. Okay? So here, the chart it says that Saturn and Moon plays a role and we did this to survive 100 years. So this is why now can you say, how do we see Saturn and Moon? What does it show that he was drinking this every morning? Come on, try, Rakesh, try.
10th aspect of the Saturn. Yeah,
Saturn is here in the 5th house, Saturn is exalted and is having a 10,000 aspect of
the Saturn is also the
Lord
of the excretory house.
It is also the Lord of the excretory house, okay?
Yes.
But why was he drinking it? So many people may have a chart with Saturn exalted in the 5th. Are they all following this therapy? They aren't, right? Tell some more. Try to just dig deeper into the
Chandra Ketu.
Chandra Ketu, no. We have seen it as Shani Chandra, which is giving this. We just saw it. Where is Ketu coming into this whole picture?
Second house Ketu.
Second house Ketu?
From the Jupiter.
Why are you saying second house from Jupiter?
No, this is second house is food, which is
thank
right,
you.
Yeah, and then you have moon sign, which is
second,
Chandra.
And okay. Second house is anyway the house of eating. Do you know this?
Yes.
Second house is the house of eating. It is the house of food. You eat from there. Okay. You have Jupiter exalted over there. What does it mean that he is very concerned? He will eat good food. He's concerned about his health, about his longevity. He should be eating a lot of sweets and butter and all those things. But the Lord is Moon, right? The Lord is Moon over there. Which is?
Ketu.
Which is with Ketu. This is where the Ketu. You don't say Ketu blindly. Moon as the Lord of the second house is with Ketu. But the yoga that we have been given is Shani Chandra. So Saturn is not only exalted, but is having Grahadrishti on the second house.
Yeah.
Shani is having a Grahadrishti on the second house. Second house is goes step by step. Second house is the house of eating. It's the house of food. Okay? Jupiter placed over there, simple translation, I would say, oh, the person likes to eat butter, likes to eat sweets, likes to eat fruits, right? I can also say he likes to eat maybe healthy food, maybe he's concerned about health. The sun is Karka, go step by step. The sun is Karka. Karka rules food anyway. Jupiter over there, maybe Karka by itself, whom he's into healthy foods. But an exalted Saturn is aspecting it. So a moon sign is aspected by Shani. So we've got one thing, and it is the house of food. Just can't be anywhere and everywhere. Remember, hundreds of people, they have the combination. Okay, yeah, tell me now.
And now, and also we studied that 1, 8 and 10 are the longevity houses. And if you look at both the lords are exalted, which is the 8th house lord and the 10th house lord.
Mm-hmm.
Through the food. And
there is a Rashi Drashti.
You are saying that the 10th and 8th house laws are exalted. That's not the way I see. We see it. When we say the 1st and 10th and 8th houses are the houses of longevity, it doesn't mean that if the Lord is exalted that he will be concerned with longevity. No. That is not the correct reading. Those houses and house laws show how longevity is affected or not affected. When you study longevity principles, you will understand that. Okay? Shani has Rashi Drishti with Chandra. Okay, there is a concept called Rashi Drishti. So, this is the point, and Ketu is not the point. See, take it step by step, you will not fail. So one thing which has been given to us is, it is a Saturn-Moon combination. Alright, we want to see how is this Saturn-Moon combination affecting or activating the second house of eating. So one thing we have seen, the second house itself is Lord Vishnu. Okay, very good, we leave it at that. Second, we have seen that Shani, who is himself exalted, is having a Grahadrishti on that second house. So Saturn is aspecting. When there is a Grahadrishti of a planet on a house, it means that planet is desiring something from there. It is an Ichcha of the Grahadrishti. Shani is having an Ichcha regarding to his food. Now what are the kind of things Shani can give where food is concerned? Those who know.
Oats, grains, oats.
No. What are the kind of food Shani gives?
From the dead.
Decayed.
Cold food.
Yes. Thank you, Alexander. Cold food. Stale food. Okay. Normally a person is interested in these things. Cold food, stale food, leftover food. This is Saturn's influence on the second house. Person will tend to eat that kind of thing a lot. Saturn and Moon. Okay, we are still not coming to Purusha, we are still not coming to urine. I can say that he drinks, takes a lot of cold water, maybe takes ice cream, Jupiter's over there, cream and cold. I'm still not getting into urine. Okay, so we are saying Shani not only is aspecting Chandra's sign, which is the second house, but is also aspecting second lord. There is a concept called Rashi Drishti. You will learn that in the next, towards the end of the course. We have two kinds of aspects of drishtis. One is Rashi Drishti and one is a Graha Drishti. So Saturn, as is aspecting the second house of eating and food, is aspecting that house by Graha Drishti and is aspecting the lord of that house by Rashi Drishti. Complete, total, what we say, kabja, total grip over that house. Okay? And Graha Drishti on second house to consume. It is third from Arura Lagna, death by disease remedy. Okay. Then we have a concept of Arura Lagna. That is also you will learn in the, I think, third year. Third from Arura Lagna, so you've done to Jitendra. You've done the third year. Can you tell them what third from Arura Lagna can show?
Death.
Yes. Death? Circumstances of death? Circumstances of death is seen from them. You will learn this and they've just learned it. Before you came, you learn it in year 2B. Circumstances of death is seen from that. And Saturn is over there, though he's exalted. He's over there. So definitely, he would be interested in doing things to overcome death. Circumstances of death, he would be occupied. This is the key actually. that it is third from Arga Lagna. He is occupied. Till then it is, I mean, I can say it, he's fond of ice creams and cold things and cold cards. And I was still not getting urine, you know. So, okay, you can say moon is, yeah.
If I may add, the dispositor of the second house, which is moon.
And second lord, yes.
Second lord moon. The moon's dispositor sun is in Saturn's house.
So
there is a connection between moon and Saturn.
I give you a much stronger connection. I told you Saturn is aspecting the second house and the second lord by Graha Drishti and the other by Rashi Drishti, which happens to be moon. That's a direct connection. You are telling me something very convoluted. I don't need that. Why will I take that? I just explained. I'm not going to repeat it. Akshat is to Junior. Who can explain it to him? Arna? Yeah. Can you explain it to him? Not now, later. Because otherwise the class will get delayed. I explained it. I spent a lot of time explaining this. Arna will explain this to you. Alright, now we come to the point. We have established a very strong connection between Saturn and Moon and the house of eating. My point is, I'm with Jupiter over there. It can be ice cream, it can be cold drinks, it can be cold water, it can be stale food. My point was that where is urine coming into the picture? So the urine part is coming, and this is where you need advanced techniques. To go into such detail is where you need the advanced techniques. So third from Arura Lagna, Arura Lagna is in Simha. Third from Arura Lagna shows circumstances of death. So but Saturn is over there and Saturn is exalted. So he is concerned and occupied of overcoming circumstances of death, of increasing his longevity. So he will probably be interested in Saturnine remedies for it. Why Saturnine remedies? Because Saturn is exalted over there. What are the Saturnine remedies? Are traditional remedies. Traditional remedies will use yoga. This thing is a very, very traditional remedy in India. So he has opted for that. It is that which is the clinching factor that he is, it is this. Okay, but a very strong connection between Saturn and Moon and second house. You cannot do without it.
He actually, yes,
he's dying now. Okay, here, again it's been taken a slightly deeper level. We are mentioning, what is the time please, can somebody tell me?
Five.
Yeah, okay, do this and then we will do the bhajan, which we are supposed to be every day and we missed it the first 2 days, but we have to do it from now. So we, another thing, how you can take these concepts deeper and take the concepts further. Dhatu Mula, see from this one thing of Dhatu Mula Jiva, how deep it is. How many of us actually use it? That's why when you really study and understand it to what depth and where, right now you may be using it loosely, which is not the thing. When you learn all the levels and all the skills, only then you will be then able to go back and use these things. So here, again, it has been divided into body, soul and mind. Okay, Dhatu again is coming to the body. Again and again, Dhatu is coming to the physical body and components of the body. So, the four planets associated with it is Chandra, Mangala, Shani and Rahu, which all of you know it. And so, he's saying Chandra is showing the creation of the body, Mangala is showing the strength of the body, Shani is showing the cleansing of the body, because excretory things are all done by Saturn. And Rahu is showing the destruction of the body. This is how the four planets are showing it. And over here, when you do the karakas, you will learn that Moon and Mars are known as these Sthira Matri karakas. There are these concepts of karakas. You have Sthira karakas, Chara karakas and Naisargika karakas. There are three kinds of karakas. Karaka means significators. Chara karakas are all the Chara karakas, those of you who know it. Sthira karakas are fixed, they don't change. Okay, so in Sthira Karakas, Moon and Mars are the Sthira Matri Karakas, they are fixed. We often use this in some advanced Dasha calculations. When we are doing Shula Dasha and things like that, Rosie and Mariana, you are familiar. Sthira Matri Karaka is used over there. Moon and Mars are Sthira Matri Karakas. Okay, so Chandra is creating the body, Mars is giving the strength to the body, Saturn is doing the excretory and Rahu is destroying it. And hence body is coming under the Dhatu. Next, the Mula is showing us the soul. Okay, so we can have some more deeper insight into this. The mula is showing the soul. The dhatu is showing the body. Mula is showing the soul. And jiva is showing the purpose of your existence in this planet, where karma is concerned. Because remember, only jivatmas are involved where karma is there. So where the mula is concerned, we have again the creator, we have Surya and Shukra, the progenitor and the creator. There is one who is the father. Who is the father? The father is one who is actually donating the sperm. Right, isn't it? Father is donating the sperm. So when we are talking about the body, you have somebody who is donating the sperm, and we also have somebody who is carrying the soul. So it is the soul and the sperm together which is giving birth to life, right? So even if the sperm and the ova have physically, you know, biologically have come together, sometimes if the soul is not ready to come in to receive, then the pregnancy is often not carried. You know that, we have miscarriages and things like that. So the soul has to want to come. So your medical science may not talk about it, but in Jyotish we do talk about it. Parashara teaches us that. So the soul has to come. So without the soul and the sperm, which is donated by the father, we cannot have the creation. So here the Peta means father. The father is donating the soul. And Surya, have you learned Surya is the Atma? He is the Sarvatma. Surya is giving the, representing the soul. So together Surya and Venus, Sun and Venus, are known to be the Sthira Pitrikarakas. As I said, you all haven't learned Karakas as yet, but when you do learn Karakas, you will learn it is the Sthira Pitrikarakas. And over there when we talked about Moon and Mars being the Sthira Matrikarakas and they are creating, Moon was representing what? We just did the Saptadhatus. What did Moon represent? Blood, that's right. And what did Mars represent?
Marrow,
the tissues. So with the blood and the tissues, your actual physical body is being created. And where it is being created? It is created in the mother's womb, in the uterus. So hence, the Moon and Mars, that's why, is represents the Sthira Matrikarma. You want to add? Then we come to the Jiva Graha. The Jiva Graha are talking about the purpose and it rules the realm of the mind. Okay? We have the father and the mother, and now we've come body, soul, and we are now come to the mind. Here we have the learning, the capacity to learn is given by Mercury, Buddha. The knowledge itself, the knowledge that you are acquiring, the learning that Buddha has got, that learning has got to get converted into knowledge. When the learning gets converted into knowledge, only then Mercury can become Jupiter. The student can become the teacher. Only when the learning gets converted into knowledge. So the knowledge is represented by Guru. And this represents all kind of knowledge. It represents your spiritual knowledge. It represents your material knowledge. It represents the wisdom of a wise man which is there in the mind. And then finally, the emancipation, the one who really helps you escape from this tripod of life is Ketu, who shows you the Mukti Marga or the spiritual path. And this is all in the realm of the mind. Is the Jaratma involved in this? Is the Jaratma involved in learning, converting that learning into knowledge, and then using that knowledge for the final emancipation? The Jaratma is not involved in this, right? It is the Jivatma who is involved in that. That is why it is under the Jiva Grahas of Buddha, Guru and Ketu. Anything more to be added to this? Okay, so we finish the slide.
Ma'am, can I stop recording?
Yes.
You're now on the slide, sir?
Yeah.